don't even see the neck. I don't even. I frankly don't see the neck. Now, I want to know a little bit about that. Neil, I'm looking at this and it's gross.
It is gross. You know, after I sent you the fax, I thought, maybe Art's never going to talk to me again.
Oh, no. No, this immediately got my attention. Now, there's actually an indentation where Mike's head should have been, where Mike's neck should have been.
I guess it's the way the feathers poof up, you know, on a rooster, or that particular kind of rooster. So, you know, if you were to take all the feathers off the chicken, you
then
know,
you'd see the...
You would see it, but I think that's the...
It's better this way, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, so... We have obviously then proven that at some level, all the basic levels, a chicken or even a human, if they lopped off a human's head just the right way, I suppose.
Well, you, like I said, you can remove entirely half of the human brain.
All right.
And
so,
nothing happens.
All right. So these are the basic functions, breathing, heartbeat, all the other basic
body temperature, fight or flight response.
Yeah.
That's all in this innermost part of the brain stem or the reptile brain.
All right. Then let's take a second and talk about the rest of the brain, which is the bigger part of it. And that's where you come in, really.
Okay.
So what do we use the rest of this for?
Well, the next level up, it's sort of like the next level out. The brain is kind of organized in I'm trying to think like a jawbreaker, you know, how it changes color as you go further and further in.
Yeah.
Or like an apple, you know, the reptile brain might be like the seeds of the apple, and then around the seeds is this core part, which is a little bigger. And this is called what scientists now call the mammal brain, and it adds on emotions and very basic social skills. Now, dogs and cats have a reptile brain, and then they've got this mammal brain part over it, too.
Right.
So, you know, as you get into your pets, we know that our pets have emotions, and they know how cooperative behavior works.
That's right.
Okay? But the humans and primates go even much further beyond that, and they add another big part of the brain called the primate brain, and then the frontal lobes. Now, if everyone is listening, if they were just to take their hand, you just, as I'm explaining this, just take your hand and hold on to your forehead, okay?
On both sides?
Well, you can hold on your, you could probably, unless you've got an extremely large head or very small hands, you can hold on your whole forehead with one hand.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Everything underneath your fingers is called the frontal lobes, and that's the front third of the brain.
Right.
And that's evolutionarily the most advanced part of the brain. And in humans, that's where we compute cooperative behavior and intuition and imagination and creativity and logic. That's why humans can do things that other animals can't do.
Sure.
And that's also where all the paranormal abilities seem to generate, is in these frontal lobes.
And it is your firm contention that it is possible to, in effect, click a switch, turn on the amygdala, is it?
Yes, you're well right.
I'm getting better.
I swear. Now, when you called me this evening, I didn't recognize your voice because you sounded like a person 10 years younger. I swear you must have been using more of your brain and clicking your amygdala forward since I talked to you last.
No, Neil, the truth should come out, and what I'm doing is I'm flying to a secret location where they're administering this new experimental youth serum. Well,
you're serious?
Yeah. I'm a good 10 years. I'm 10 years easily.
I swear to God.
Really can't talk about it, but
I thought, who's this?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, and people on the street have been telling me that. My God, you look younger. And I've just been sort of smiling at them. Yeah, I know. You know, I take a little shot of this stuff, and, well, it's expensive. Anyway, so it going back to the paranormal, getting to the paranormal, really, it is possible through a mental process to click forward this imaginary switch.
Oh, it's not imaginary.
Well, I mean, you've got to imagine it to do it, though, right?
Actually, there's one way is to imagine clicking the switch. And over the years, and actually, you know, in the past year, because I've heard from so many, I mean, thousands of people who have contacted me after being on your show, I've been able to pinpoint and simplify ways that people can access this part of their brain and click their amygdala switch. And surprisingly, discussion of the amygdala has been appearing in popular press. It's been in Newsweek. It's been in Time.
I know.
I've seen the New York Times had a big article on the amygdala, and it's becoming a hot topic in brain science.
For good reason, because here is an experiment, folks. You can try, and honest to God, it works. Now, I have had a million surprised, shocked people who have sent me faxes and emails and said, "Oh my God, Art, I tried it and it worked." We'll go through the process of telling you how to click this forward, and then you can go into a sort of state of intense thought, and you can actually blow away a cloud or blow a hole in a cloud. You can do that with your brain, and that's the truth, because I've had so many people tell me it's true. Tell people how they would try this.
It's very helpful for people to identify what their amygdala is and how to identify that sensation or where it is in the brain. The very simplest way is by using your nose to tell you the truth. Okay? The reason is that the olfactory nerves from the nose go directly to the amygdala.
They do?
Yes.
Okay? So then...
You can use smell to begin to put yourself in touch with this switch.
Smell.
And what I would suggest is you get two things. One, the first thing, now the amygdala switch can click backward into your reptile brain or forward into your frontal lobes.
And you want it to go forward.
You want it to go forward. When it's clicked backwards, then you turn off all of your higher thinking abilities. You turn off all your paranormal abilities. You turn off all your creative, intelligent, higher capacities that your brain has.
In a lot of ways, you're no better than the caveman.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you concentrate on, imagining, but understanding that that switch is there, and it is a mental process itself to click it forward, correct?
Yes, you can do that. The amygdala is located 1 inch inside each temple. You have an amygdala click switch for the right hemisphere of your brain, and an